A space to explore trends, changes, and challenges in the information industry. From digital transformation, copyright and ethics, to search and discovery, analytics, and big data. Welcome. I'm Christopher Keneally for Copyright Clearance Center. The Velocity of Content blog on copyright.com features a mix of industry experts and CCC's own internal thought leaders. Joining me to share highlights from posts published throughout 2018 are my Copyright Clearance Center colleagues Jill Schumann, Director of Product Engagement. Jill, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And Chuck Hemingway, Director of Business Development. Chuck, welcome to you.
Glad to be here.
Digital transformation was undoubtedly one of the biggest areas of conversation on the Velocity of Content blog this year. Digital transformation is more than a trend or a buzzword. It's a systemic shift in the way we all do business and how we live our lives. We learned from Dr. Deborah Soule that digital transformation breaks down to three important areas.
That's right, Chris. Dr. Deborah Soule, who most recently has partnered with MIT for digital transformation research projects, see digital transformation this way. First, it's about changing mindsets. There are new attitudes, beliefs, and values towards digital tools, information, organization, management, workers, and the work itself. Second, think about changing practices, like moving toward data-driven decision-making and collaborative learning. And finally, changing resources and focusing on technology investments.
Well, in building on what Jill said, we were able to dive deeper into specific best practices for publishers. Digital tools emerged for organizing assets and version control and for collaborative workflows. All of these can expedite the production process and help get new content to market. Hefty metadata can allow content to be surfaced through smart search and then repurpose it in innovative ways. For example, special issues, omnibus ebooks, anthologies, or course packs. And lastly, digital transformation optimizes the content ecosystem for publishers. Each piece of content can be published faster, cleaner, with a wide reach and a long lifespan. And this is especially relevant for publishers with decades of backlist content that is still worthy of being harvested.
In the life sciences realm, digital transformation is slow moving, but the seed has been planted. And the good news is we've seen plenty of studies this year that suggest that change is coming. Share with us a few of the more interesting findings, Jill.
Well, new research conducted at the end of last year by Tagen Point Consulting Group and PharmaVoice reveals that more than one in four life science companies expect large-scale transformation in the next 3 years. Another survey of 350 life science professionals released by the Pistoia Alliance earlier this year showed that 44% are experimenting with AI-based solutions like natural language processing and machine learning. And Deloitte's annual report suggests that innovative tools and technology offer pharma companies the opportunity to buck the trend of declining R&D revenues. It highlights artificial intelligence, real-world evidence, and robotic and cognitive automation as technologies that could help improve R&D efficiency. And this all goes back to the overarching theme of digital transformation, though. Dr. Deborah Soule put it perfectly. Tools are important, but they'll only go so far if your organization lacks overall digital dexterity. Organizations that will be successful in digitally transforming need to rely on a strong combination of people, process, and technology.
In scholarly publishing, open access certainly dominated the headlines in 2018. CCC blog posts covered a wide range of challenges ahead. For example, what are the ethics of open access? Can the publishing industry survive in a large-scale open access environment? But as you learned in October at the Frankfurt Book Fair, Chuck, the big story came down to a single letter, S.
Well, in the latter half of the year, there's no doubt that the conversation was dominated by the funder-driven initiative coming out of Europe, Plan S, which we covered extensively, including a great blog post, Get Smart About Plan S with Rob Johnson. It is an initiative of 13 European national research funding organizations. Plan S is meant to put pressure on open access publishing business models by capping article fees, by ending embargoes, and withdrawing support for hybrid OA journals. The S in Plan S stands for science, speed, or shock, according to Robert Jahn-Smits, the European Commission's OA Special Envoy. But we hope that our posts help readers feel smart about it. And at the broadest level, the information industry continues to struggle with the migration from traditional subscription publishing to open access publishing and open scholarship more broadly. The stakeholders, authors, publishers, institutions, and funding agencies, government bodies, they are all considering open access from very different perspectives.
Over 2018, CCC's Velocity of Content blog covered many important developments in copyright law, including the Marrakesh Treaty Implementation Act to increase access to literature for the visually impaired, the Copyright Alternative and Small Claims Enforcement Act, which could allow a simpler system for creators to protect their intellectual property, the Register of Copyrights Selection and Accountability Act that would modernize the Copyright Office of the United States, and, of course, the European Union's Copyright Directive, which changes the way content can be shared in print and online for European citizens. One of the most popular legislative stories we have followed this year has been the Music Modernization Act, which became law in the U.S. on October 11th. Streaming music services like Spotify and Apple Music provide unlimited online access to music for their customers, though not downloadable copies of albums or individual tracks. This popular innovation has outstripped the ways creators and performers are paid for these new uses of their works, but that is about to change. The Music Modernization Act requires a new blanket license for streaming to be created and managed by a nonprofit collecting society dedicated to that one purpose. The new law, which is the first substantial copyright legislation to pass in decades, accomplishes three main changes. The use of music by streaming services will now be paid for in a regular royalty arrangement. Audio producers and engineers who participated in musical recordings will be paid when their recordings are played on online and satellite radio services, and digital services will pay for the use of songs recorded and released before 1972. These were not previously protected by copyright law. That's our 2018 year in review from CCC's Velocity of Content blog. Briefly, let's look ahead into 2019 and call out a few upcoming blog posts. Jill, what are you working on yourself?
New Year's resolutions for a more copyright-compliant organization in 2019, and why targeted search needs to be a very strong 2019 priority.
Well, New Year's resolutions are always a good idea, copyright compliance or otherwise. And Chuck, what are you going to be looking for?
Well, continued coverage of Plan S, primarily, from the industry-wide repercussions to suggestions for how organizations can be ready for the January 2020 compliance deadline. We'll also be providing an update in January from our team members who volunteer with another popular initiative, Metadata 2020. That's a professional collaboration that advocates richer, connected, reusable, open metadata for all research outputs, designed to advance scholarly pursuits for the benefit of society.
And as for me, I'm watching for the annual rundown of top stories in copyright and intellectual property law from Keith Kupferschmidt, CEO of the Copyright Alliance. His look back on 2018 is scheduled to appear just after the new year, and each year it's one of our most read posts. We've enjoyed looking back at 2018 from our blog, Velocity of Content at copyright.com, and I appreciate the contributions today from my colleagues, Jill Schumann, Director of Product Engagement at Copyright Clearance Center. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Chuck Hemingway, Director of Business Development. Thank you as well.
Always a pleasure.
Our program today was co-developed with CCC's Lexi Winslow and Molly Buccini. If you have an idea for a post to be published on CCC's Velocity of Content blog, or would like to comment on something you've read, write to us at marketing@copyright.com. I'm Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening and best wishes for 2019.